Lord, why is it so hard to talk about it? We read in Genesis 48, verse 21, Then Israel said to Joseph, I am about to die, but God will be with you. So what are you really thinking? Asked the pastor. He had just finished his devotion at the bedside of a believer who was terminally ill. Silence had hung in the air for a while. Then the pastor wisely asked his question. With a little prodding, the dying Christian opened up and her concerns came tumbling out. How hard it is to talk about dying. Some doctors don't like to use the word. Instead, they find sugar-coated substitutes. As death draws near, their brief daily calls to the patient's room become even briefer. Relatives and friends don't like to talk about death either. When they run out of things to say about the weather or current events, they sit in silence or find a reason to leave. If a dying loved one should even bring up the subject, they try to hush him up. And the dying person? For him, the subject can be difficult too, but so necessary. What better remedy is there for our fears about death than to speak about them with believers who love us? The talk may be hard, but the discussion is necessary, both for those who talk and those who listen. And what better preacher is there than a dying believer? Jacob, whose other name was Israel, knew this. He spoke plainly to his beloved son Joseph. I am about to die, he said, stating a fact both of them already knew. But God will be with you, he went on, stressing another fact that Joseph also needed to know. Father and son could talk about death and both would benefit. The father could also talk to his son about the one who would remain with him, namely the Lord, whose promises are new every morning. Eloquent are the words of a dying believer speaks about his hope in the Lord. We pray, Lord, thank you for talking to me about death and life. Without your words, I would be lost and hopeless at a time like this. Help me now speak about death and life with my loved ones. I need their comfort and assurance, and they need my openness. Amen.
Thank you for listening. This devotion is brought to you from the Lutheran Home Association's Grateful Passing Booklet. After listening, we recommend journaling your thoughts. There are dedicated pages in the booklet, a free download on our website. This will allow you to explore your thoughts and feelings, remember your loved ones, or record your ongoing journey through grief. Sometimes, it can be comforting to look back and see how far you've come over time. Most of all, be assured that you can find comfort in God and His grace.